Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So, autism. Autism is a disorder that refers to a broad range of conditions that are primarily focused on developmental challenges that can affect people's social skills. It's a very complex condition, given that it can range in both its effect and its severity. Autism is usually diagnosed early on in life, when specific traits are noticed, like avoiding eye contact, or obsessive repetition and struggling to comprehend and understand other people's feelings and opinions, for example. One of the biggest difficulties that people with autism face is that it's an internal disorder, meaning that from the outside, people who suffer from it can appear to be fine, whereas they're struggling to do the basic tasks that you or I might find very easy to accomplish. So it's important to understand and acknowledge that not everyone that you meet will be able to speak to large groups, for example, or deal with change, or effectively deal with even accepted social skills. Autism is a spectrum disorder, which means that not everybody will have the same neurological blocks, and the severity will be different from person to person. This means that someone who possesses a high-functioning range of autism may be able to speak in groups of people, but with a low-functioning range might find it incredibly intimidating to speak at all. Alongside this, there are five main types of autism that people can be affected by. These include Asperger's syndrome, pervasive development disorder, not otherwise specified. Knowing that there are multiple different types of autism that people can suffer from, and knowing that it doesn't affect people in the same way, it's useful to understand what each of the autism categories refers to. And this is so that you're better able to understand the condition, and in turn, better understand that person's mindset, thought processes, and the way of living, so that you're better prepared to deal with people who might suffer from autism in a positive way. Asperger's syndrome, well, although officially called level 1 autism spectrum disorder, Asperger's is still what this type of autism is commonly referred as. An individual who potentially has Asperger's might show good intelligence levels and the ability to communicate verbally to a high standard, but might suffer from other developmental issues, for example, flat, monotone speech, or the inability to express their feelings through speech. Executive functioning ability might also be a sign of Asperger's. This means that the individual could be unable or struggles to plan and organise. And as a result of this, they could find it difficult to change between activities and events. Asperger's is most commonly diagnosed between the ages of 5 to 10, with boys 3 or 4 times more likely to develop it. Rett syndrome. Unlike Asperger's, Rett syndrome is commonly diagnosed in infancy and is more commonly diagnosed and detected in girls. Rett syndrome is a type of autism that can affect almost every aspect of life with the conditions that come with it. These conditions include challenged verbal communication, an inability to complete standard movements, as well as create breathing difficulties in certain severe cases. But even with these conditions, the child can experience and enjoy a fulfilling life if provided with the right care. Childhood Disintegrative Disorder, abbreviated to CDD, Childhood Disintegrative Disorder, also known as Heller's syndrome, is a disorder that predominantly delays neurological development like motor skills and language ability. What can be especially difficult with this category of autism is that the child can experience normal development only to hit a block, the disorder, and then be unable to continue or remember certain behavioural traits, including toileting and social skills. Unfortunately, scientists and neurological experts have been unable to determine what causes CDD, and therefore there isn't really too much in the way of stopping or preventing it. Given that it appears like there's no trigger or cause, but it's purely random. But it is far more common in boys, with 90% of all cases being boys. Then we have Kanner's syndrome with a K. Kanner's syndrome is often characterized as being the infantile autism. What this means is that people who suffer from Kanner's syndrome have tendencies that are often considered to be childlike. As a functioning adult, we're able to perceive and understand people's points of view, opinions, and feelings. People with Kanner's might be unable to associate with these feelings and therefore be unable to gain some sort of attachment to them. They might not be able to understand certain social cues and have obsessions with dealing and handling specific objects. Now, with that said, though, individuals who do suffer with Kanner's can appear to be alert and highly intelligent, despite possessing these neurological issues. Pervasive development disorder. Pervasive development disorder. Not otherwise specified again. Abbreviated to PDD NOS. Not otherwise specified. It's an autism type that mainly refers to and categorizes people who suffer from some form of autistic issues, but don't entirely fit into an Asperger's or a Kanner's type of autism. And again, the main developmental problem that people with PDD might suffer from is it's a difficult communication and social ability. Understanding the different types of autism can go a long way in helping to understand and empathize what living and dealing with these conditions is like. People with autism can find certain situations very difficult to manage, and it's important to understand why this might be, especially with the new, more improved focus on things like mental health, accessibility, and acceptance. It's also important to understand that should someone you know potentially develop symptoms of certain types of autism, how to manage those effectively. People with more mild cases of autism like Asperger's might only need behavioural modification or small amounts of social training, but a more serious, life-affecting type of autism like Rett's syndrome could potentially call for more serious treatments like therapy alongside a substantial amount of continuous support. Each type of autism is different, and so the management for them is going to be different too. Now, what about the strengths of autism? What might seem like a very difficult and inconsistent disorder to deal with, and for many people it is, there are strengths that come with some autism. It's easy to assume that because certain individuals are unable to process information, deal with social environments, or they struggle to adapt to changes in routines and environment, that there are and can be a burden to people and have no strengths to offer. But this is a very inaccurate misconception. Just because people show signs of autism doesn't mean that they're incapable of succeeding. Having autism can actually pose benefits and offer solutions to problems that only people who suffer with autistic types are able to see and develop. So, for example, individuals who suffer from autism and develop strong routines will have a great attention to detail, as their everyday life will include doing the same thing again and again to the best level possible. And in being incredibly detail-oriented, they can possess great levels of focus and determination, and they're not bored with repetition, something that someone who doesn't suffer from autism might not be able to do. Now, in terms of social skills, it also offers positives and strengths. If you don't agree with someone or something, it can be easy to avoid bringing it up or questioning it because you don't want to cause a fuss or a scene. But in a strange way, people with autism might lack the filter that allows them to survey, to anticipate what might come from questioning something. If they then do question something, it can open the doors for other people who are better equipped to deal with situations to speak on. People who possess autistic types may also be very loyal and incredibly honest. It's very easy to lie, and sometimes lying about something can have a domino effect where you find yourself or other people lying to cover up their prior lies. Honesty and truth can hurt, but being more honest with people builds trust and relationships, and this is an area in which many autistic people can benefit and highlight and showcase the positives of being them. Autism doesn't define success. Of course, certain people who suffer might find it more difficult, but just because one person struggles severely, it doesn't mean that you can box them in as being unable to achieve success. Now again, this is a wild misconception. Here are just a few examples of some people who've achieved success despite suffering from autistic types and tendencies. Susan Boyle is a Scottish singer, probably the most recognisable from her Britain's Got Talent performance that shocked the country back in 2008. Since then, Susan Boyle has been diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, yet despite that, she's gone on to win a World Music Award and be nominated for 2 Billboard Awards, 2 Grammys, as well as perform at the opening ceremony of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. Anthony Hopkins, or Sir Anthony Hopkins, despite being diagnosed with Asperger's, has gone on to win 2 Academy Awards, 4 BAFTAs, 2 Emmy Awards, and will go down as one of the greatest Welsh actors in recent times. Another one, Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein was the German theoretical physicist who's believed to be one of the smartest minds of the last century and seen as one of, if not the greatest, physician. His theories include that of general relativity, which focuses on the forces and nature of gravity, E equals mc squared, as well as countless others that have helped him become known and referred to as a genius. While it was never officially diagnosed, experts in many universities, including Simon Baron Cohen at Cambridge University, have suggested that Einstein showed multiple symptoms of Asperger's. However, he wasn't the only great mind either. Isaac Newton, the man often attributed to discovering the forces of gravity, also showed signs of autism. Legendary authors like George Orwell, Hans Christian Andersen, H.G. Wells, and the greatest composer of probably all time, Mozart, Beethoven, they all showed autistic tendencies. And yet they've gone on to influence so many people, be inspirations for millions, and literally changing the way we live. Autism is a tricky topic to learn about because there are so many different variants to it. There are so many things that can come with autism, but understanding what it is and the different types, as well as knowing that by having an autism, you shouldn't pigeonhole people into a box. This can greatly help you and other people who you might know who suffer from this disorder. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.